With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all having a phenomenal day. Today I've got for you some crazy entitled parent stories. Let's get into the first one. Entitled parent wants us to play child-friendly music. So, a little background, because there isn't too much to tell. A few years ago, I was in a band with some friends. We mostly did covers of stuff like Kaiser Chiefs, Franz Ferdinand, Oasis, etc. Just British rock and stuff we like, with the occasional original song thrown in. We're not spectacular, but we're not that bad either. We didn't really do much in the way of shows, just local things like, oh, our secondary school wants a band and we're graduates, and just playing in the pubs near here in exchange for beer. Overall, it was a decent gig and just for a bit of fun. We go to a show at a local pub. Now, they do allow kids in, but after 9 p.m. they do request that anyone with children leave, and it becomes 18 plus for the night because they expect people to drink and stuff. At 9 o'clock they cut off food service to try and coerce families out, and if they don't leave by 9:30 they're usually told to leave. Now, it's normally quite peaceful. I never saw anyone take umbrage with the rules, until one night. So there's a family who enter at 8:55 p.m. a mother, a father, a 5-year-old I think, and a baby in a pram. Now, our show was advertised clearly outside. Tonight, 9 p.m, band, free entry, so pretty clear. The entitled mum of the family decides to order a big dinner for their children, to which they are told, the kitchens are shutting in 5 minutes, it's not worth it, etc. But they keep going on about how it's not 9 p.m. and blah blah blah, so the staff shrug and go, fine, and prepare some food. So we started playing at about 9:05, give or take, playing our normal set of stuff which isn't explicit or anything, it's just music. So for 15 minutes we are playing loudly, and the entitled parent's baby starts crying. I don't know if it was our fault or not, no, it definitely isn't. But the issue comes when we cover a particular song, Michael by Franz Ferdinand. It's a very, very, very gay song, but we like it, and well, some of us are gay, so F it. We start singing, and it's essentially a semi-explicit love song about wanting to shag a dude on a dance floor, and oh my god, the look on this 30-something woman's face. If looks could kill, I'd charge her with war crimes. Once the song is done, she gets up and storms over to us. How dare you play music like that? It's obscene! There are children here! Excuse me? It's just part of the normal setlist, and no one else has issues with it. Sorry. At this point, the drummer and bassist are giggling like idiots.
It's obscene, and you're trying to expose my child to homosexuality!
No, we're not. We're just-
The entitled mum cuts me off.
No, you will let me finish. Your music,
she said music in the same way most of us would say tapeworm,
is obscene and should not be allowed in family establishments like this.
Now everyone is looking. They're used to us taking about 30 seconds to talk to someone or have a quick drink of something in between songs, but this is something else. Before I respond, the bartender, I think he was the owner too, actually I can't remember, stepped in. Mom, you're interfering with the entertainment, and some other things about not having children, something about being an idiot to the waitstaff, etc. They argue back and forth and back and forth, and oh my god. She eventually leaves with their family, but hisses that they've lost a customer for life. We did eventually go back to play at the bar a few times before university started and the band broke up. Well,
flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, lady, you were warned when you entered the establishment. I'm not gonna lie, you came in with 5 minutes left until the 9 p.m. cutoff point for getting a meal anyway. I mean, that's just rude in itself. Honestly, I think the staff shouldn't have offered you a meal, to be honest. They should have just said, look, it's 5 minutes till we close anyway, and also there's gonna be a little bit of live music. Now, guys, I don't know if you know what live music is, but it's music played live at the time. What does that mean? Well, there are instruments being played. What are instruments? Sometimes loud, usually loud, sometimes very loud. You have a baby with you. I don't think it's the best idea to go and listen to live music, is it? I mean, come on. It's a rock band, British rock band. It makes no sense to me. The one thing that is a little bit of a shame is that this band split up. I mean, it makes sense. Everyone goes off to uni, has their own things going on, but I don't know. I feel like it would have been nice for them to stay together and hopefully annoy a few more Karens in the future with their very loud music. Now moving on to our next story, entitled Translator Demands to be Paid. I have a business I often need translators for. I live in Poland, where the cost of living and jobs is much lower than the US. Now, I found that many people don't even know the language as well that they claim to. For this, they claim to want everything that needs to be translated in advance for a few days. That's just not possible for the work I need. My work requires someone to be in front of me and read things online and explain what the comments, emails, messages are saying, and then type back whatever my response is. It's roughly 2 hours, 3 days a week, not a full-time job. I pay about $30 an hour, which is a lot for the country. It's interesting that you can find the same translators on English sites trying to sell for $45 to $60 an hour, compared to local sites where it's just $10 an hour. Once I speak English though, their price goes up. I found a person on a site for $20 an hour and saw their LinkedIn and knew what company they work for and how much they made there. They made roughly $600 a month full-time work. They also claimed to be from the country that I needed work translated from. I thought it would just be a great fit. So I said, hello, I need a Russian translator to meet with and read emails and messages, then just tell me what they say and then reply back to them. It will take 1 to 2 hours a day for about 3 days a week, ongoing work. We could meet at Starbucks at the mall in the city center and do it there. I don't need anything translated to paper and I don't need anything official stamped or whatever. I'm willing to pay $60 each time to do this. Time is flexible and I can meet any time in the day or the evening. Are you interested? An entitled parent responded, hello. Then she said nothing for an hour. So, are you interested in the job? Availability? Yes, I am, but I need to see everything first you need translated. That's just not possible. I need you to read it in front of me and explain and then reply. There's a lot of last minute messages and emails that need to be responded to as fast as possible. Okay, I don't know how much it will cost. I will have to tell you after I see everything. I'm offering to pay by hour, above your rate you claim to offer live translation services. Is this for a company? For my company, but it's not a full-time position. 3 days a week, paid for 2 hours at $30 an hour. I see. Again, she said nothing for hours. So? Okay, I will need to tell you what the price is after I see it. Will we meet at your business? I already explained what I'm offering and explained where we will meet, in a public place at Starbucks in the mall. I do not know if that's safe. Excuse me? It's Starbucks in the mall. Would it be safer meeting at a private office in a building you don't know? I don't know you. Okay, well, good luck finding work then. I'm a girl and don't know who I'm meeting. I don't even respond. I figure it'll be a pain in my butt, so I don't even care. On to the next day. She says, when we meet, I will tell you how much you need to pay. No, we won't even meet. Your English is horrible. You can't even understand what I'm asking for now. Goodbye. I need the work and you texted me and I need to be paid. No. I need the money. I can meet you there. But you can't agree on the price I'm offering, which is more than the price you listed online. Yes. What do you mean, yes? Yes, I do not agree. I will tell you how much you will pay each time. Oh my god. I will tell you how much you will pay each time. What am I reading? No, again, good luck in finding work. But I need the money. You have a job? I need extra money. My job does not pay enough. Goodbye. Oh, this is going round in circles now. On to the next day. Will we meet today? Hello? I will do the work for $100 an hour. You owe me $100 for the time I spent texting you. Question mark, question mark, question mark. You hired me and now won't answer? Question mark, question mark. $70 then and I will not report you. More question marks. Really, this is the worst one I've dealt with. Oh, I mean, really, I don't know whether to laugh or cry at this. I mean, come on, you claim to be a translator and you can't even understand or speak English well enough to understand what this man is offering you as his rate. I mean, come on. Coming back with, I will do the work for $100 an hour. When you said on your website, what was it? You said like 10 or 20 online. Then he said, okay, you know what? I'll do one bed. I'll give you 30 for an hour, which by the way is a pretty good price, I would say. Like, an amazing price. Then you come up with 100, like, what are you doing? Clearly, you're not meant to be a translator, especially not when you're dealing with English language, that's for sure. Oh, this lady, I would say to you, just find a new job and something you actually can do, something you might have some sort of skill for. Not translation, that's not for you. Now moving on to our final story of today's video, entitled Neighbor Thinks He Can Bring Whoever He Wants to Our House. Our neighbor and us have a very similar house. Probably the only difference is the furniture and decorations. So he's trying to rent his house and there are two old couples living there. Now what he thinks is the best solution is to literally just bring some random strangers, who are going to become our neighbors in a few days, to our house instead to show them around while we're having our lunch, because our house is similar to his. Now, four of us live in this house, two people live in the other one, so it's way more of an inconvenience here than his house, and he needs to take his time to explain to them the small differences between our house and his house. The most F thing is none of them even had a mask on and weren't maintaining social distancing. Now, this wouldn't have been an issue on another day, but during the pandemic, it's so effed. I asked my parents why they allowed him in, and their reply was, well, he didn't even ask us or inform us, he just walked in like it's his house. Like, dude, that's trespassing. What the heck? Yeah, that's very strange. Like, I can't lie. I'm not quite sure why you wouldn't just say to the couple, the old couple that are already living in your house, oh, you know, you're leaving soon. I'm going to rent it out to new people. They're going to come and have a look and see if they like it. That's normally the way house viewings work. I mean, when I went to see houses for my house back in uni, we went to see it while people were still living in it, because obviously people live in houses one at a time. You know, I don't understand that at all. It's really strange. You're also not wrong. I mean, it's a little bit far to say it's trespassing, but yeah, technically it is trespassing. You haven't allowed him to come in. He's just walked in with these random people, and especially the fact that they're not wearing masks, that makes it even worse. So overall, pretty weird neighbor you got there. I don't really know what you can do about that. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this video. But before you click off, if you are still watching right now, that means you are one of my core true fans, which also means you will love Redditor Uncensored. If you see on screen right now next to me a little, you know, a little icon, it's blue with my yellow R in the middle. Just click on that. Go and check out the content. It's so good. Trust me, it's uncensored. I can swear in the videos. I can, you know, make dark jokes, talk about controversial things, not worry about getting demonetized. Please go and check it out. Support the channel. And a new video is coming in the next few days over there, which you don't want to miss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.